Hello, and welcome to Dad's Slightly Warped Bedtime Stories, a podcast where I share with you the same funny, gross, and absurd bedtime stories that I tell my own kids. I'm Story Dad, father of three kids and storyteller. Tonight's story is about a hobo named Joe, who finds some new clothes and inadvertently ends up looking just like Santa Claus.
Christmas time.
Christmas ones.
Come and listen to the story of sweet hobo Joe. It's a very hobo Christmas. Hobo Joe lived on the streets.
It's not a song.
The whole thing is a musical. You didn't know that?
It's a story.
Act 1. Scene 1. At dark, dingy alley. Somewheresville, New York. Christmas is in the air. Hobo Joe is cold in his cardboard box, like a two layers of cardboard with insulation jammed in the middle. Well, this particular morning was really cold, and Hobo Joe didn't have much to wear. He was still wearing his little man bikini that he'd found in July when it was nice and hot.
Bikini.
A mankini?
Yeah, a mankini.
He barged out of his cardboard box wearing his mankini.
His man.
Coconuts covering his chest. He barged out of the alley wearing that. And the other hobos took issue with that. They said, "You're embarrassing us with the way you look. Your appearance is really bad. Not to mention, super cold for a day like today." His friend Clark said, "Why don't you look in that dumpster over there? It's next to the clothing store, and sometimes they toss out stuff." So Hobo Joe peeked over the top of it and looked in there. And sure enough, there was a bunch of clothes in there. So he dove in. He swam through the clothes. And he came out with very nice coat and pants and belt and hat. Unfortunately, they were all bright red. He said, This is not very good. I don't like this monochromatic look. So I'm going to mix it up a little bit. He went in there and grabbed some white fur and some tape, and taped some white fur around his hat and around his waist and down the front of his coat.
Oh, great.
And put a nice little white tassel at the end of his hat. He said, "Well, how do I look now?" And Clark said, "Yeah, that's much better. Very stylish. All right, you go get him."
Santa!
So he looked just like Santa.
Santa Claus!
He emerged from the alley, and kids instantly stopped and said, "Oh, Santa! Mama, Mama, there's Santa! Can we go talk to Santa? He just came out of that dark, filthy alley." "Oh, I don't know if he's ready to be talked to yet. Looks like he just woke up." "I'm okay, actually. I could talk to the kids, but it's Hobo Joe." They ran away kind of awkwardly. And he said, "Well, I don't know. It's okay. I don't mind talking to kids since I just came out of the alley. But I hadn't expected to become popular all of a sudden. People usually ignore me." So he walked on a little bit further down the street to sit down and hold up a cardboard sign. He says, "Anything helps." And lots of people drove by. He said, "Oh, look, I think Santa's down on his luck. He needs some help. How is he going to bring his Christmas stuff this year if he's down on his luck and can't even take care of himself?" So they stopped and said, "Santa, do you need some help?" "Well, yeah, I kind of do." "Well, here's some money, and here's a nice big old turkey sandwich." He got money now. He's got a sandwich. He's pretty happy. He's sitting there enjoying his sandwich and got a pocket full of cash.
How much money did they give him?
They got like $45 and 62 cents. So he's feeling pretty good about it now. He decides he's going to go back down the alley and talk to his friend Clark and his other friends. And he goes down there, and there's a small crowd of other homeless people standing there in a ring. And he moves his way up and kind of pushes his way through and says, "What are you guys looking at?" And in the center of the ring is his friend Clark. And Clark is wearing Hobo Joe's mankini and saying, ooh, look at me. I'm Hobo Joe. There's Hobo Joe. Oh, I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry, Hobo Joe. Said, you making fun of me, Clark? I thought we were good friends. We are good friends, but I'm sorry. It's just, it's kind of funny how you've been wearing this mankini for 6 months. So I thought I'd just poke a little fun at your expense. I don't get to be the guy who gets all the attention very often, especially not being best friends with the hobo who wears a mankini all the time. You get all the attention. Well, you can borrow my mankini. Seriously, Clark, you can wear it. And you wear it good. Thank you. So anyway, the crowd sort of dispersed, and Clark said, I suppose you'll be wanting your mankini back. And Hobo Joe said, no, you can keep it on for a while, but you may want to put on a coat or something because you look like you're pretty cold. Yeah, I am. Hey, guess what? What? Said Clark. Hey, I was down there on the street corner holding up my sign, and some nice folks came over and gave me a bunch of money and a big turkey sandwich. Hey, said Hobo Joe. What? Said Clark. Why don't I give you half of my turkey sandwich? Okay, said Clark. So they sat down and they shared that turkey sandwich. Mmm. Pretty good sandwich. Yeah, said Clark. Hey, said Hobo Joe. What? Said Clark. Hey, I got $45.62. Why don't we go on down there to that video arcade? Yeah, video arcade. I bet you I can be top man on Space Invaders. Said Clark. Yes, sir, said Hobo Joe. Hobo Joe said, hey, here's the thing, though. We got to cut ourselves off after, like, 4 games. Because we don't want to spend, like, all this money on Space Invaders when we could be, like, clothing and feeding ourselves a little bit. Oh, yeah, said Clark. Let's go do that. See who comes out on top, and then you can spend the rest of the money on more responsible stuff.
Yeah.
So they went, and they played Space Invaders for a while. And Clark came out on top. Turns out he used to be a professional video game player in the early 80s. And he was a top man all the time on Space Invaders and Galaga and Sinistar. Then Clark said, hey. And Hobo Joe said, what, Clark? Hey, maybe we can take that money of yours and go down and buy some nice things for all of our friends down in our shady-looking alley. Oh, yeah, said Hobo Joe. Let's do that. So they went to a store, secondhand store, and got some nice warm clothes. He got mistaken for Santa several times during the day. On the fourth Santa sighting, Clark said, hey, Joe. What is it, Clark? Hey, I think you should put a sign on your back and on your chest that says, not Santa, but I look like Santa. But thank you for all the Yuletide cheer. That's kind of a long-winded sign, but yeah, let's do it. So they wrote that out on a piece of cardboard and stuck it on his back and on his chest. Then they went down to the grocery store, corner neighborhood grocery store, and they bought a whole bunch of cans of food, like soup and stuff. And then they got like this little camp stove to heat up the soup and stuff and some bowls and all that kind of stuff. So that night, Hobo Joe and Clark went down the alley, and all the stuff was in a big bag slung over Hobo Joe's shoulder. And he walked down the alley, and everyone turned out of their respective little shacks and places where they lived. And they saw Santa coming down there, or looked like Santa, except for that sign on his chest. They said, hey, everyone, I'm Hobo Joe, not Santa, but thank you for all the Yuletide cheer. But here, I got a bunch of stuff for you. Even though I'm not Santa, I can still pretend to be him once in a while. I had a windfall this afternoon with some cash and a turkey sandwich. I gave half the turkey sandwich to Clark.
Oh,
but that's okay. I got you guys some food, too. Oh. And some nice clothes. Woo. So he spread around all the gifts. And everybody enjoyed their new clothes. And they had a nice meal together that night. A nice Christmas meal shared with friends. The end.
Thank you for listening to Hobo Joe's Christmas. Now go check out some of my other stories.